The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ.
Yeah, buddy. You know we like to start and end the show with a little victory, a baby dub, if you will. Some say Lil Vix. And today's baby dub is something slight but nothing small at all, because your Milwaukee Bucks are the NBA Cup champions. Dun, 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 dun. Took care of business last night in Las Vegas, won the NBA Cup, coming home with some gold hardware. Medal presentation was dope. Took care of business against the OKC Thunder, and we win. I mean, it was a battle. It was a battle. Don't get me wrong. It was a battle. But we caught the dub, baby. Baby dubs. And we still on the mission. Listen, job's not done. Job is not done. But this little victory will be enjoyed. Good morning. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Buenos dias. It's Ali and DZ. Wepa, wepa. Yeah, buddy, man. Okay, so I just got to say good morning real quick. Say what's up. I know we ain't really awake yet, because the question of the day is coming up next. But I do got to remind you, first things first, Dancing with the Stars live. Coming to the Miller High Life Theater. Your chance to win those. Let's just call it about an hour. Okay, somebody texted and asked, how do I win? I got to win them for my fiance. What am I going to do? Listen, boo-boo, we got you. Just be ready, 7:45, right after Am I the Jerk? Yeah, something slight like that. We're going to get it done, and you're going to get it done. You just got to be ready to call, because trust me, you ain't the only one trying to win them for your fiancé. Some people just want to win them for themselves. And speaking of winning, we've been winning. I mean, I know y'all know by now. If you don't, let me be the first to tell you. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA Cup champions. Took care of business. Yeah, buddy. So you're going to have to excuse the Barry White in my voice today. I may or may not have been screaming last night. And speaking of winning, we got more dubs too, because the homie, you know, you hear me by myself, solo dolo, flying a plane. I am the captain. And it's because the homie Ali Faith had her second skin removal surgery. And I don't want to take her gas, but I do feel like it is my duty to share that she is good. Everything went well and she is home resting. So yeah, baby. Updates on the way. I ain't going to take too much of that shine, because I know she can't wait to talk to you guys about it. But from what I know and from what I hear, things are good and she's now in recovery mode. It's her recovery era for the get back time. You know what it is. So yeah, now that we got all that out the way, pleasantries done. Yes, let's realize that we not really, really awake yet. So let's get into the question of the day.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
You know what? I think in light of Miss Ali Faith getting her second skin remover surgery done and the fact that it went well, thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you. Not that we ever doubted, but you know, we just glad that everything went well. I think it's only right that we kind of talk about surgeries. I don't know how y'all feel about it. I'm inspired. I am inspired. So today's question of the day is, what surgery would you get or did you get if you could, and why? So whether you've already done the surgery, right? In Allie's case, she's done the surgeries she would get. She's gotten the skin removals, the AUGs, the BBL, Allie. She's good. She got what she wanted. She done did what she would do. But doesn't mean the rest of us have. I haven't done what I would do because there's a couple things I would do. And I say a couple, but, you know, the reality is, would I actually do them if it came down to it? I don't know. I'm scared of the doctor. But it sounds nice in essence, in thought, in theory. What would you do? What surgery would you get or did you get if you could and why? Personally, I think I would do two things. And they might seem, you know, a little superficial, but this isn't about you. This is about me and how I feel. Even though I wouldn't say I am a short individual, seeing the knee BLs, you know what I'm talking about, the leg extenders that people have been getting, some of these surgeries that basically lengthen your femur and your leg and make you taller. I think I'd get a leg lengthening surgery straight up. Between us, I might. Like, sure, I'm 5'12", you know, 6 foot on a good day when I'm standing up tall and got the right shoes on. But I'm also not as tall as I was told I was going to be. The doctor told me I was supposed to be about 6'3", 6'4". And I feel like he either lied or I had too many injuries and it messed up my growth plate. That's one for sure. I think I hop in, I'd get the knee BL so I could be the actual 6'3" the doctor told me I'd be. That or, hear me out, I'd go get that eye surgery. Keratoconus or whatever it was called. We talked about it a while ago. I thought it was the craziest thing ever, but I'd change my eye color. Mm-hmm. Why not? I got brown eyes already. Why not experiment with something else? Yeah. I mean, it's permanent, sure. I'd be scared to get something in my eyeball, but if it came down to it and I was like, you know what? Money's no object. Let's have some fun. I think I'm doing that. The question of the day, simple as that. What surgery would you get or did you get if you already have? Allie got her surgery taken care of and it inspired me to ask y'all, what surgery would you get or did you get if you could and why? That's the question of the day. Matter of fact, let's just open up the lines. We'll take your calls, your texts. I'm going to try to get to them voice notes next. Let's get it. Question of the day.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Honestly, I don't even know if my body's awake either. I think we're still waking both up, especially after last night. But it's the question of the day. Good morning. And today's question is inspired by Allie Faith herself. She may not be here because she's healing currently from her second skin removal surgery. And the inspiration came from that surgery. So what surgery would you get or did you get if you could and why? She's on her second skin removal, has made the immense effort of taking weight off, 150 pounds, keeping it off. You guys know the story. And now she's on her way to now living the new chapter of her life as the person that she feels on the inside as the outside too. That's just really cool to explain and to feel. And for somebody that you work with so closely, that's really, really exciting to see for them. So it got me thinking, going, man, I'd do a surgery. I mean, I don't know what I'd get. And then I really thought about it, and I was like, nah, I'd get that leg lengthening surgery. If money was no object and you really was able to do it and you felt like you really needed it and wanted it, yeah, I'd get the knee BL, make myself 6'5". Why not? Put a basketball in my hands. But let's get to these lines, y'all, because we got some people that also want to talk. Ooh, you know what? We're going to start off with a fireball today. We need to get this energy up because I ain't going to lie, peeling back the curtain. I ain't got it, but she's different. It's Saucy.
Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Morning, Saucy. Good morning. You hear me and my Barry White voice out here. Got the energy slowly building up, but it's the question of the day because we still waking up.
Well, you know, after last night, it was super exciting.
That's right.
Congratulations to the Bucks.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Saucy. But no, talk to us. The question of the day, what surgery would you get if you could and why?
I would do a tummy tuck.
Yeah.
And the reasoning behind that is because of myself losing 160 pounds.
I was going to say, you yourself has lost an amazing, amazing amount, right?
Yes. So, and then also I've had 3 C-sections. So getting that bottom of the tummy isn't as easy as it would be for somebody without C-section.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. You know, my wife has shared similar sentiments after having had 2 herself.
Yep.
Okay.
I wouldn't do anything else, though. The rest of it is all good.
Nope.
I like it.
Oh, that's it. So just the just a little tummy tuck, and then you on your way.
Yeah, you betcha.
Ooh, okay. I think we know some people that can make that happen, Sauce.
Hey, I know. Believe me, one day.
Wait, one day. Same. When I get my knee BL, we'll go together, fam.
Sounds great. I look forward to it.
All right, Sauce. Well, you have a good rest of your day. Appreciate you sharing.
You too. Much love.
Bye. Love. Peace, Sauce. Dang, starting it off like that, little tub tuck. Little tummy. You know what? I actually think I would, too. I want to lose my tummy first. You know, they're on the back end. Saucy Alley. They've lost 150 pounds plus, right? I'm over here like, dang, I just gained 150 pounds. I got to lose it again? I just did all this work for nothing? One day, like Saul said, one day. All right, we're going to keep rolling because we got people on the line want to talk surgery. This next one, an individual just earned their theme song. And peeling back the curtain again, we keeping it temporary for now. We're waiting on some clearances. But he wanted a little Will Smith as a backup. Miami. He just told him he has to defend the slap. He said it was okay. Nick, what's up, puppy?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Wepa, man. We getting through it. I ain't even gonna hold you. I'm still waking up, which is why the question of the day is perfect.
I got you, bro. I got you.
All right, so
for me, I think it would have to be liposuction. I'm a big boy. I wish I could lose a little bit of weight. You know, I just going to the gym and everything. It's hard.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit, you know. But I like to eat, so it's kind of a hard thing for me.
I like food too, baby. Listen, I
know.
I couldn't agree more, and I would. But I'd almost feel like I'm losing a part of myself, right? You know, I've worked so hard to get this.
I know. Yeah. I feel that. I wish I was a lot skinnier. I'm a very big boy. I wish I could, you know, lose weight, you know.
Well, and between me and you, since nobody else is listening, man, how much do you weigh? Because I'm about 265 right now.
I'm about 320.
See, so dog, you solid, man. But you, I know you 320, solid 320.
Oh, I definitely lift a lot of stuff. I'm lifting and stuff, but I just like eat, so that's kind of mean. So
yeah. Nah, we out here, man. I feel you on that, getting a little lipo out. Why was that my lipo noise? You know what, man?
It's okay. It works.
It made sense, didn't it, bro? Get out of here, Nick. Nah, I agree. Appreciate you sharing, man. All right, you too, Poppy. Talk to you soon. Peace. Cool. All right, well, lipo, tummy tuck. We out here getting knee BLs. Let's see what Danny and Oak Creek would get. Took her out. It was a Friday night. I woke alone. Danny.
Buenos dias, my friend.
Buenos dias.
How are
big
you?
Dog. Listen, waking up, still on the way, and I'm going to get there, man. And I know you're here to help, so go ahead, take the floor. What surgery would you get and why?
I'll make it quick. So I'm afraid of hospitals.
Same.
I was 4 years old, had a birthmark on my chin that had to be removed that was cancerous.
Ooh.
It was bad. The kid next to me passed away while I was in this hospital.
Ooh.
Don't like it. But the one thing is the scar on my chin. I want to fix it.
Really?
I got the comb over with my beard.
I was going to say, you got a big old beard. You can't even tell about no scar.
I know. That's why. Like, I like to have that, like, short little beard, that scruffy look once in a while, but I just can't because I got this scar on my chin. It just doesn't look good.
Interesting.
To me, it doesn't.
To you.
A lot of people say it looks fine, but it's bothered me all my life.
Yeah, I hear it. No, I hear it. I've actually got a few scars on my face as well. They're covered by my beard, coincidentally enough. Twins. not just name twins, but beard twins too. And at this rate of my life, I've kind of forgotten about it because of the beard. Ooh.
Yep.
Anytime I do shave, though, it comes out of the chin. You see that mark from when I hit the grate, baby. Oh, man.
And chicks dig scars, but this ain't a cool one.
He said chicks dig scars, but I'm not a chick.
Yeah.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
We gonna see today. Because Sergio wrote in and says he's got an issue with his lady friend. But good morning, Allie and DZ. This one might trip you guys up. Well, joke's on you. I'm in here by myself. So, I guess could be talking to you. And since you are going to help me in just a second, you should listen. Sergio says, my girlfriend and I have been together now going on 8 months, both in our late 20s, but we don't live together yet. As we continue to grow our relationship and learn more about each other, I've recently realized something about her that has me thinking about us long term. And I don't think that's in a good way. This is me talking. I don't think that's in a good way. Says, and I don't know if it's my paranoia or if I'm being realistic. I've noticed that she's very adamant about cutting people off as soon as they are any disagreements between them. And she says it's because she's self-preserving her mental health. And I love that she does this, preserving her mental health. But after a bit, I've begun to wonder if it's more out of fear of confrontation than preserving her mental health. I'm supporting her and how she feels she needs, but my fear is that one day she's going to up and cut me off over some random disagreement we have. Talking about this isn't a good idea. To be honest, she's a sensitive person and this would probably trigger her in a few ways. So I'm wondering, what can I do about the feelings I'm having and what can I do to help her maybe not cut so people off so quickly in her life? Any advice would be welcomed. Sergio. Ooh-wee. Sergio, man, I feel like I almost gotta like process this a little bit. So you guys have been dating 8 months-ish, going on 8 months, late 20s, okay. But you guys are real. Well, you're realizing that she cuts people off. Gone by, out, nope, no question. And saying it's to preserve her mental health. Now, I don't want to seem insensitive in saying this because I, on this show, we are advocates of taking care of your mental health. You know, Allie herself talks about therapy all the time. Going to see somebody is important. I'm in the process of making those strides. It's a difficult road. It's a long journey, but you got to do it, right? Oh, well, I guess you don't got to, but I think everybody should talk to somebody, whether they are a medical professional or not. And yeah, I think Sergio is in a pickle, man, because they're cutting somebody off and basically cutting everybody off. I'm imagining mom done got cut off, family's cut off, her best friend. She's rotated through best friends because she keeps just cutting people off. And you're going, man, one of these days, this argument that we have is going to be big enough and she's just going to cut me off too. You're feeling no job security in your relationship. I mean, am I wrong for assuming that's kind of what it feels like is going on? You think that she is going to just up and leave you one day and you're not able to bring it up to her because she's a sensitive person. Now, back to my point of sounding insensitive. I think we sometimes use the line, I'm preserving my mental health. And it's a blanket statement that gets used in the wrong ways by the wrong people. And us as proponents of mental health go, oh, we understand. Everybody just does this pause and takes a second and goes, oh, they said mental health. They said MH. Let's give them a moment. Though I think that's great. Some people do take advantage of that, right? But nobody can say and call them out and go, hey, you're not actually preserving your mental health. Unless you're Sergio going, man, I see this person all the time. They're cutting people off left and right. And Sergio might not agree with why they're getting cut off. Sergio might be going, I actually think you were in the wrong here. So Sergio, my advice to you right now, I guess, would be take a second before you even approach this and figure out, is it you worried that she's gonna break up with you randomly over some disagreement just because she's good and quick to cut people off? Or is this a thing that you're wondering and would maybe like to talk to her about because you feel like some of the relationships that she's lost or cut off could have been saved? Do you feel like she's not putting in the work? Do you really feel like she's not preserving her mental health? Because I'd backtrack immediately off of that one, man. You got to be careful how you approach that. Again, not want to sound insensitive, but some people are that sensitive. I think we got some help. I think we can do this. 414-533-1037 is the number. From the Nicolay Law Studios, from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Sergio and his girl are having some issues. It's more Sergio's issue than his girl's, but he thinks that she cuts people off way too easily and is worried it's about to trickle down on him. Advice, calls, text, all of that next. 414-533-1037. I'm gonna slow it down for you guys so you guys make sure you know the number. I think we can help Sergio. I think Sergio needs to first figure out if he's really just paranoid himself or if he's thinking that she's just doing things the wrong way, because this might just be a wash and you might need to get out the relationship, Poppy. Ooh, did I just say that? Ooh, no. Oh, no. Now I'm getting all negative. No. Did I just say no? Oh, no. 414-533-1037. Y'all bail me out. Help Sergio.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
You know what? I got a bone to pick with this lady that does our intros. Because what do you mean I'm going to make it worse? I think my advice is solid 7 out of 10 times. And that's a winning percentage. Okay, maybe 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10. Okay, just be respectful. 6 out of 10, I got good advice. But it ain't 50-50, and that's, you know, I'm 60% here, okay? So I'm going to need you to get up off of me. Plus, I got backup. I don't give the only advice. Sergio wrote in for What Would DZ Do? And he's wondering what to do because he's honestly a little paranoid. He says his girlfriend is quick to cut people off. They've been dating for about 8 months. They're late 20s. And he doesn't know what to do and is wondering, is this going to turn around and nip me in the butt? Am I just going to get cut off one day over some random argument? I'm thinking they must not really fight because, boy, let's just get to the lines. Because we got some people that said, I think we can help. I think so. First up, Solise in Cudahy. Good morning, Solise. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. So I'm 26, and I've been in a relationship for 4 years. I'll tell you, the biggest thing that I've learned in a relationship is you have to face hardships. And if she can't have this conversation with you, then good luck, man, because I'm telling you, this isn't going to be the first time that you have a hard conversation that you're going to have. That's how you guys grow together. And that's all I got for you today. I mean, relationships take two to tango.
So you're thinking he maybe is projecting some of his, like, fear of confrontation and doesn't want to trigger her, even though, unfortunately, we're going to trigger our partners. We can say what
Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. You're never going to like your partner 100% of the time, you know, but you got to have those hard conversations because that's how you guys grow together.
That's a golden nugget right there, because you ain't going to like them 100% of the time, but you got to love them enough 100% of the time to have those tough talks.
Absolutely.
I like that. If only it was that easy, right?
Well, that's the point. It's not easy. It's hard, and that's why we put in the work to have a good relationship.
I like it. So Lee says, rip the Band-Aid off, man. And honestly, if this does trigger her and if she does cut you off, you might be better on the back end for it then. Okay. So Lee, say less. Mic drop on him. We're going to talk to you later, all right?
All right, have a good day. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, Wepa Wepa. Thank you. Take care. Bye. All right, I kind of like it. It is tough. It's hard to hear. But Sergio, she's not wrong, right? You just don't want that advice. I ain't want to tell Solis that because she was really on point. Well, you don't want to talk. Most people don't want to talk. And that's the problem in a nutshell with a lot of these situations is that we do not have confrontational skills. It just is what it is. So I think we got somebody that can help with that on the line. Calling out of Franklin is Kate. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Okay, now you were saying you might have some professional experience.
I don't know if I'd say professional, but I have been married for 16 years. And
okay,
we are happy.
Oh, that's professional experience if you ask me. So talk to us. What would you say in this situation?
Well, they both need a little self-work, right? Both have some learned behaviors that need to be addressed. The female version of Sergio, because we'll say they're basically mirroring each other right now, is learned behaviors. You know, maybe her parents just swept everything under the rug. Like, a lot of that generation is doing that still, and they haven't learned, like you guys were saying before, any coping skills.
None.
To manage relationships, right?
Zero, yeah.
Sergio is also not feeling safe, which is like a huge red flag, right?
Oh.
You can't stay in any loving relationship when you're not feeling safe. She herself is not safe in her own skin, but he's not safe in this relationship mirroring her because she's not safe in her own skin. So they both have like their own inner work to do. She probably has to tackle that sweeping the everything under the rug and ignoring it. That's
cutting people off for whatever reason.
Cutting people off, right? Like, there's a reason that you're doing that, and it's not healthy. And like, you're never going to have any successful relationships, right? If you're always just ready to like pull the plug, that takes a lot of self work to figure out why you're doing that. Where did you learn that from? You know, and then tackle those things. A lot of times, it's childhood stuff, right?
Well, and my question too, I guess, would be: are these vital people in your life that you're cutting off? Because Sergio doesn't go into detail as to who. He just says cutting people off. I'm assuming everybody. I'm assuming mom can get cut, grandma can get cut, Titi can go, uncle, forget you. I ain't talked to you in years. And then he's going, man, if all of these people, if her best friend forever is now cut off, I'm chopped liver at this rate.
Right. Again, not feeling secure and safe in the relationship, right? Because she has this, like, bouncy, flighty, non-committed thing with whatever he's seeing is freaking him out. So until that's addressed, this is a no-go.
I don't know. I think you're right. I think this is a no-go, and it might be a situation where he might need to take a step back and say, hey, I think we need a break. And I'm not a proponent of taking breaks in relationships, but I don't think they're going to figure this one out together. I don't think so.
No, I think he probably needs to just be totally honest with her and say, hey, this behavior that you're doing is making me feel unsafe. And until we can address this, like, I have to take a step back. 100% honesty is always the way to go.
Because she's either going to freak out and go, oh, no, or she's going to go, oh, yep, cut it, bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Lord, Kate. Great call. No, appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thanks for sharing, and thanks for the advice. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Man. Oh, man. Sergio is not looking good. I don't want to say it's calling like a breakup, but you guys don't want to have this tuck talk, and that's kind of what we need right now, unless Melanie's got something else. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning. So I agree with everybody. Communication is like a huge part of a relationship, and if you don't have communication, you don't have a healthy relationship.
Yeah, it's the key. So it's the key for sure.
I think he needs to talk to her. And depending on how that conversation goes, you know, if it goes well, I know she's sensitive, but if it does go well, then, you know, they can work through it. But if it doesn't, I kind of agree with everyone. It might not work out.
What about lack of talking? They don't talk. So what are the actions? I'm sitting here thinking, okay, if you don't talk and don't know what to do, maybe you remove yourself and your partner out of the situation and try to discuss the people that she's cutting off. If you guys aren't discussing why she's cutting people off and you're just all going along with you cut your mom off? Okay, now we don't talk to mother-in-law. No, you got to wonder. You got to ask. You got to inspire a conversation. Maybe it's bigger than just the conversation of, hey, I'm uncomfortable. Maybe find out why they're uncomfortable and why they do this.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, communication is really important. So if they're not even talking about why people are being cut off, like, you have to communicate. And if that's not happening, I don't know. It's looking bleak.
Yeah, I think we figured this one out, man. They got to remove the relationship out of this and attach their attention to why they're both the way they are. Sergio, on why he isn't comfortable talking to her about it, and his girlfriend as why she's so comfortable cutting people off so freely. This is a problem. This is, flat out. All right, Melanie, another mic drop day two on the way to get a theme song. Let's go. The panic that I just went through off air, y'all don't even know. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, good morning, buenos dias. So, full transparency here. I'm in here by myself. As you guys know, Allie is healing from her second skin removal surgery. Shout out to her. Everything went well. We wish her a speedy recovery. We can't wait to have you back, family. We love you. We'll miss you. All of that good stuff. But digressing, I'm over here sitting here ready to sneeze. So, instead of putting my arm to my nose to my elbow, the ha-choo, in the little dab sneeze, I did the traditional tuck into my shirt sneeze and I got a nose ring that is a new nose ring. Basically, my nose ring got caught in my shirt, and I was looking at the timer with like 15 seconds left before I was trying to come on air and talk to y'all and talk about how Am I the Jerk is coming up next, and I'm on the hot seat for this one today because it's something that I did to my kids. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't talk. You're going to hear me muffled. I'm going to be talking like this. And panic, sweating. I am sweating right now. Whew. I don't know why y'all love us, but maybe it's because we are just as crazy as y'all. Y'all are crazy. I mean, think about it, bro. We got some of the best listeners. I just got off the phone with one of our guys, Bryce, calls regularly, listens all the time on the Odyssey app, and he was talking about how he started a whole fan page on Facebook. He started a whole new Kiss FM Ali and DZ Morning Show fan page. I'm like, dude, what? You crazy, bro. You goofy. We love you. We love you, though. That's amazing. Thank you. Thank you, man. Just blessed. And that, as a guy that's just sitting here in the studio by himself, catching his nose ring in his shirt and having a panic mode from it, I'm just blessed to feel like y'all rock with us so much. So I just want to say thank you for holding us down and holding me down while Allie's gone and wishing us well, wishing her well. And we appreciate you. And yes, I might be trying to butter you up a little bit because, like I said, I am the subject for Am I the Jerk today. It's something I did. I don't know which way this is going to go. I think it's funny, but you know, some parents be feeling their children's plights a little too much. So let's just jump into it. Let me stop digressing. It's Am I the Jerk time.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, deep breath. Whew. It's me. Hi. I might be the problem. It's me. I'm the subject for Am I the Jerk today over something I did to my kid yesterday. As you guys know, we got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. Sammy, our 3-year-old, we were at home playing roughhousing on the couch, how boys do. So we were playing roughhousing a little bit, wrestling, if you will, when all of a sudden, this little boy wipes his face on the couch cushion and leaves the nastiest booger. I'm talking about gross. I was like, ew. I watched him do it. And yeah, it was because we were roughhousing and he didn't really notice it, but I went, ew. He just left the booger on the couch. So as he stood up right next to the booger, I tried to slyly wipe the booger off the couch with his shirt. Now, it sounds funny. Trust me, it sounds funny. But it wasn't funny because he ended up catching me. He noticed. He caught me wiping the booger off of the couch because he had seen the booger too and went, ew, papa. He then felt it on his body and was like, ew, papa. Grossed out. Started yelling at me, tried to put me in timeout. I was like, hold on. That was your booger, man. What are you talking about? But I guess that now warrants the question. Am I the jerk for using my son's shirt to wipe his booger up? I mean, we were playing on the couch all coy, nonchalant, having fun, when all of a sudden he wipes his face. Accidentally, I'll say, he wipes his face on the couch, leaves a nasty, fat, slimy booger. So rather than me now having to clean it with my hands or having to turn around and you know, take my attention away for the boys to go get a napkin or something, I used my reasoning. I used my brain, big brain over here, and I said, man, I'm just about to wipe it up with your shirt. Don't care. The only problem was that he cared, and he immediately called me the jerk. And he said, I'm riding into Allie and DZ. And I told him, no, I'm your dad. I'll just talk about it myself. Don't worry about it. Our 3-year-old is mad at me. And I think he is still mad at me because I wiped a booger on his shirt. It was his own booger. Flat out jerk if it was my booger, right? I mean, I'm trying to justify for myself, but it was gross, you guys. Yeah, you know, as parents, you just get it. You know what that means when nasty, slimy, that post-nasal drip booger when your kids are clearing their sinuses still after being sick. That's exactly what happened. All right. I don't get to answer today. Y'all know that. This Am I the Jerk is about me, so I don't even get the chance. He did realize after having ignored the booger when he first saw it and only noticed the booger after it was touching his body. I mean, I don't know what else to say besides your guys' calls, your guys' texts. You guys decide my fate next. Am I the jerk for wiping a booger on my son's shirt? I guess we'll see next.
Jerk. You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yep. I don't know why I do this to myself, but here we are again with no backup in the studio. Allie's out. And I put myself in the hot seat because I think this is going to be fun. What? Like, what's wrong with me? I'm in the hot seat for Am I the Jerk today because I want to know if I'm the jerk for wiping a booger on my son Sammy's shirt, our 3-year-old. We were playing on the couch like father and sons do, roughhousing, wrestling, when all of a sudden this man wipes a booger from his just nasty nose on the couch. He didn't realize he wiped a booger. I'll be honest. He didn't realize it. But he saw the booger. He saw it and tried to move on with his life. So the very next moment that he was next to that booger, I tried to slyly use his shirt to wipe it. Because I knew if he noticed, he was going to trip. And sure enough, he noticed and he tripped. He was like, papa, ew. I think it touched his body. I ain't going to lie. A little gooey booger on all in your sides. Okay, I'm grossing myself out. But I got to ask, because I guess if I were to do that to an adult, man, I'd call myself the jerk, bro. But an adult also wouldn't leave the booger. That's a kid. And I was like, man, I'm not trying to touch the booger. You're nasty. And yeah, I know you're my nasty, but that's still nasty. So let's get to these texts. Let's get to these calls. Because somebody texted in, and you guys got to sign your name. You got to sign your name so I can shout y'all out. Someone said, not the jerk, DZ. Poop Casso should be happy you didn't wipe his poop on him. A booger should be welcoming. Thank you for remembering that Sammy, our 3-year-old, is also Picasso. Because if you remember on the show, we went through a whole saga while trying to potty train this man, and he was painting the walls, and it wasn't with watercolor. We could just say that. So let's jump into it, because I gotta go. I need y'all to help me out, decide whether I am or am not the jerk, because you know my answer. I'm going to say no all day. But let's see what Megan in Milwaukee got to say. Megan, today's day 2 for you.
Hey, DZ.
Good morning. Congratulations on day 2. On the way to get your theme song.
I'm working on it.
You know what? I'll count it day 2.5 if you call me not the jerk.
Oh, well, good thing it is not the jerk.
Let's go. Oh, for real though? Not the jerk, you say?
Yeah, you are not the jerk. Listen, it would not be a rite of passage without a child getting their, you know, whatever bodily fluid put onto their shirt by their parents because the parents have nothing else to use.
The napkin was not close and the baby was closer. And I went, you know what, if I walk away from either of y'all right now, there could be a bigger problem. So let me just wipe this right here, right now, and we could keep playing.
Exactly. I mean, I remember plenty of times my mom has done something like that. So I think it's just a rite of passage that Sammy needs to go through.
This, see, and you're so right. This wouldn't even be a story had I successfully wiped a booger on him and not noticed, because I knew it was going to be a problem. And sure enough, the second he noticed, he looked back at the couch like, wait a second, where'd that booger go? Ew, ew, ew. No, he called me a jerk immediately. Immediately.
Well, you know, he maybe will rethink doing that in the future, so it might be a really good lesson learned.
Not the jerk, not the jerk. Megan kicks it off, checks in the mail, day 2.5 locked in. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day 3.
Sounds good. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Cool. That makes me feel a little bit better. All right. Let's make it a sweep. Why not? Let's vacuum seal this. Everybody say not the jerk now, okay? You hear me? You hear me, Greg? Greg in Greenfield, good morning. Somebody else on day 2.
Oh, good morning, DZ. What's I would word? Say if we're going to be doing 2.5, not the jerk.
Okay.
Here's the reason why, brother. Because you had to wipe up that booger.
Stop.
However, brother, and the Hulkster says Aaron's going to think you're a jerk.
Oh, wait. So am I not or am I?
College, brother. So not the jerk.
Which one is it? You're throwing me off, brother. Am I not or am I the jerk?
Not the jerk. The Hulkster says not the jerk all day.
Let's go.
However, better happy wife. She'll say, jerk all day.
So I'm a half jerk? Wait, Greg, how you going to butter me up and then knock me down, man? What's wrong with you? You back on day 2, man. You're only on day 2. You tried to finesse me for day 2.5 and then hang up on me. You get off the line. I hang up on you. I think we're split, though. I think he called me a jerk, and that's why he hung up. Dang it, Greg. We were doing so good. All right, 50-50, tiebreaker on the line, and who else? Who else but the homie, Destiny's wife, Lala. Lala, good morning.
Buenos días.
It's
Wepa Wednesday,
exactly. In full effect, but does that make me not the jerk, though? Because, listen, y'all got babies, and you guys know what it is. You guys know what it is, but that doesn't mean you don't think I'm a bad person. For it.
Heck no, man. You are not the jerk. Listen, I wipe everybody's boogers from their shirt, brother's shirt, my shirt, whoever's shirt, whatever's around. So you are not the jerk.
Lala, let's break it down. Thank you for saying that. Because let's break it down a little bit now that you answered and I'm not the jerk. These little kids will walk up to you and purposefully use you as a human napkin.
Yes. Yes. All day, every day, they'll just be like, mommy, and wipe blah, 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 all over there. I'm like, come on, man. Come on. Well, I guess my shirt is dirty now, so right. I might as well just use it now. You know what I'm saying?
I might as well, right. Well, and that's what ends up happening. I'll be at the store randomly, and I'll look down and notice some milk stain from the morning going, oh, man.
Yeah, you be out, and then I'm like, what is this thing? Like, where did this come from? Yep, there you go, baby.
We're out here looking crazy, and they're the ones that make us look it.
Mm-hmm. No, you are not the jerk, doozy, you know? And then Sam, what's wrong with Sammy? Come on, man. Why is he calling you a jerk? He's not used to it or what?
My kids,
I already know. Okay, mommy, here. Give me your nose. They already know. My shirt or their shirt, whoever's shirt is around.
That little boy is oddly particular. Peeling it back a little bit, he likes to wash his hands. He loves to brush his teeth.
He's so cute.
He's about that life. So if something's icky and sticky and he don't like it, he will let you know. He's one of them like awkward types where I'm thinking, are you a germaphobe, my boy?
Okay. Not my kids. They don't even care.
Well, I mean, I say that, but we can't forget that this is also the same kid that's Picasso by night.
That is true.
So
there you go.
I say germaphobe, but I don't know what I actually mean by that yet, and he don't either. But
no, he don't even know.
Lala, that works it out today. My dog held me down, not the jerk.
Heck nah.
Appreciate the call, fam. Have a
good one.
You too. Bye. I'm going to go wipe my son's booger some more, and I'm using his shirt. not the jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Buenos dias. Wepa. It's Ali and DZ. Now, people been wondering. People been asking. People been coming at me like I'm supposed to know all these details. All I can say as far as Ali's surgery is that from my understanding, everything went well. We wish her well and everything is going to continue to be well. Speedy recovery. The homie's going to be back in no time. Everything went well at a Loom yesterday. If you guys know, she's having her second skin removal surgery. So now that things are done, we can't wait to see the update. Like Ali said, I can't wait to see my new butt. And my wife seconded that. She was like, girl, I can't wait either. And I'm over here like, all right, y'all take that Grey's Anatomy mess up over there, man. And let me figure out if I was or wasn't the jerk. Thankfully, everybody said I was not the jerk. But we've got an honorary answer that I just want to play for you guys. Because as you guys know, our favorite new feature on the show is the voice messages you guys can send us on the Odyssey app. You download the app, AUDACY. You're following Ali and DZ. And then when you're listening to the show, as you're going, next to the play button is going to be an option that's going to say or have a little microphone. And you there can drop us a message. Say what you want. Literally, say what you want. And I say that with the grainest of salts, because y'all really do be saying what y'all want. Even speaking new languages like this one.
No, el idiota. Wepa.
If you didn't catch that, it said, no, el idiota.
No, el idiota. Wepa.
For my Spanish speakers, you know what that means. That means I'm not the jerk. It was worked out. Bella and Kenosha, the homie, said, no, el idiota.
No, el idiota. Wepa.
No, el idiota. Not the jerk. Even though technically idiota for a lot of people translates to idiot. But I get the gist. El pelmazo, el canalla. Those are other words that could be for jerk. And listen, I'm not saying I'm not the idiot, but I for dang sure ain't the jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM. Some new at Akon. I love that. You know, I love that audio, right? Because if you guys remember which audio that's from, there is a TikTok, Instagram Reels, whatever you want to call it. It was everywhere. Once you see it once, you see it on all the sites. But it was a young man in a foreign country. I believe it was in Africa. And he was singing, Lord, I thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain. Thank you for joy. Thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day. Hey, hey. He literally sings the hook right to the Akon song that you just heard. So to me, hearing that in a song, oh, it brings back just the feels, the memories. I watched that video probably a million times over. And I'm not the only one that goes through this. So I think coming up next, I'm going to give you guys a second to think about it. But what are some of the audios, the sound bites that live rent-free in your head? What are they? Think about them, because we all scroll and we all hear the sounds. And we even sometimes end up making our own little remake videos or the duets. So what's the sound that lives rent-free in your head? Mine? I'm going to go with that one. That one or right now. I think your lisp is cute. Don't listen to them, man. Say seven sizzling sausages sizzling in a saucepan. There was this rap battle that, this girl named Cheeks tore this dude up, bro. Like, literally. So, yeah, coming up next, give you guys a second. But coming up next, we're going to talk about the audios that live rent-free in your head. The table. It's broken. Maybe only you know the audio. Let's find out. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Ali and DZ. Buenos dias, buenos dias. And I'm talking about the sounds that just live rent-free in your head. What sounds, DZ? The TikToks, the reels, the videos, the audio, the things that go viral that now all of a sudden become mainstays in our life, society, in ourselves even. Just because I don't know the audio doesn't mean you don't know the audio. And I want to share audios, y'all. You don't have to play it, but it's one of them things that just lives rent-free and you could repeat it verbatim. It's like a movie quote, but it's not a movie. They're audios. They're TikTok sound bites from some rando across the country or across the world, the globe, whatever, going, I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. But the way that set fire to all of our lives, because we was all bored in the house and we in the house bored, especially during COVID, with the time when that sound dropped, oh, Lord have mercy, that had us in a chokehold. I'm talking about I would just be walking around the house talking about I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. That's one TikTok audio that just for life I will walk around
down and probably sing that.
I know Allie's favorite. You know the homie's not here, so I'm going to hold it down for her. You know I know my dog. Her one of her favorite audios all time is the one that goes, "Oh no, the table, it's broken." From the little kid. Oh, guys, speaking of little kids, they make some of the best audios. Because top tier, one of my favorites. Some people don't even know where the quote is from. This is how good the video is. Listen, listen, Linda, listen. If you hear anybody quote, "Listen, listen, Linda, listen," just know there was this cute little boy that was trying to get some desserts. And he said, "At grandma's house, we do whatever we want, Linda, listen." And Linda happened to be mom. And he was talking to Linda like it was like they was eye to eye. And my man's is no older than like 3 or 4 going, "At grandma's house, we do what we want. Okay, Linda, listen." So listen, Linda, what's your favorite TikTok sounds, reels, audios? What lives rent-free in your brain? Right now, "That Beautiful Day" from Akon is what inspired this conversation. The newest, the latest. "Lord, I thank you for sunshine. Thank you for pain. Thank you for..." Woo! Ooh, ooh, that, yeah, 414-533-1037. Audios that live rent-free in your head. We'll take your calls and text. Honestly, if you even want to leave us a voice note, drop a voice message on the Odyssey app, I'm going to try to play it next. You can go ahead and sing the audio. Go ahead. Do your thing.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Buenos dias. It's Ali and DZ. Talking about some of them audios that live rent-free inside of our brains. I know we try to avoid it, but sometimes we just can't. It's inevitable. And then we get stuck walking through the house going, "I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored." Mm-hmm. Or "The table, it's broken." One of my personal favorites all time is the "Listen, listen, Linda, listen, kid." My wife's name is Erin, but the name is Linda when I need to get her to listen. You hear me? "Listen, listen, Linda, listen." And then she just gives me the look like, "Yeah, yeah, I called you Linda. You know what that means." But it's okay. She calls me Linda back when I need to listen to audios that live rent-free in our heads. That's the conversation. And we got Joelle in West Allis on the line. Good morning, Joelle. How we doing today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm honestly feeling great. Just audios, for whatever reason, boost my mood and make me feel good. And when they go viral, oh, I just love it. I love it. Share your audios. Okay. What's yours?
So I've got two. Okay. The first one, it's there's a chicken. It's, "Last night we let the chicken talk. I don't know exactly what he said, but it's like I have it on loop in my head all day."
it's off of the Morgan Wallen "Last Night," right? It's like a parody.
Yeah, yeah.
Said, "Last night we let the chicken talk. I don't know what he said, but
So every time I hear that song, that's all I hear.
And then
the second one, is there's two dogs, and it's the first one's all tough, and he's, "My name's Maximus Decimus Meridius." And then the second dog looks all dope, and he goes, "And my name's Jeff."
"My name is Jeff," with the tongue out. "My name is Jeff." Yeah. That alone.
I've got two dogs, and they're just like that.
If you feel it in your spirit, you're like, "Yeah, I got a Maximus and a Jeff at home." Yup.
Yep, I got a Jeff.
I got a Jeff. My name is Jeff. I can't with you, Joelle. My name is Joelle, and you made me laugh. I appreciate your call so much.
And now that's rent free in your head.
It is. I'm going to go through the rest of the day going, "My name's Joelle." Thank you for that.
"Come on, DZ."
"My name's DZ." Get out of here. Have a great day, Joelle. Thank you for calling.
You.
Bye. I needed this laugh, y'all. This feels so good. I love it. I love it, man. Let's keep going. Who else is on the line? We got Carl and Indy coming in. Good morning, Carl. Speaking of songs, you made a song that lives rent-free in my head. Yes, you did.
Oh, yes, DZ. Morning, Buenos Dias.
Buenos Dias. Talk to me, man. What are those viral audios that you live rent-free in your head?
So there's actually two songs. One of them is, I haven't heard this in like in a year or two, but it sounds like,
"Oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no,
yes,
no.
Oh no. No, yes, yes,
oh no, oh no, 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 no."
We know what you're talking about.
And the other song is just been recent, is
"I wanna be falling just about it."
And it has like some pictures of like rainbows and dolphins and fishes and pretty colors, and it's like this song really fits to the picture so well.
It hits you so. Wait, Carl, what was that song one more time?
I think it's called Be Part of Your Symphony or something. I wanna be part of your symphony.
That's the voice. Listen, don't say less, Carl. That's the voice of an angel. The people don't deserve to hear it.